We took it all. We brought them to our land. An endless night. Ember hot and icy cold. The rage of the earth. We made this curse. Carved it in the blood on our backs. We did not see. We could not, but she did. And in the end...
What will I become?
Senua Saga. Hellblade 2.
Play it now with Game Pass.
The choice of a lawyer is important and shouldn't be based on an ad.
After a serious car accident, people have two questions. Why me? And what now? Well, no one knows why you, but I'm Terry Crouppen, and my law firm, Brown & Crouppen, sure can help with the what now. Car repairs, medical bills, lost wages, pain and suffering. We're Brown & Crouppen, and we've got all those answers. All you have to do is call. 222-2222.
Well, let's put our golf where our mouths are now.
It's the Brown and Crouppen Morning After.
KPNT-FM, HD2.
The Russo, great men all, Wainwright's upon the hill. Complete games are a thrill. The fans wear red, so beautiful. Feel the Cardinal Nation rise. And if this team stays on course, led by Matheny and In 2013, we will win it all.
Almost did.
What do the cards have?
John J.
What the cards have?
Doug, it's unbelievable, isn't it? It's an 11-year-old song now.
Yeah. Brings back a lot of great memories of Shelby Miller. Remember, he was going to be a big stud.
That's right. Well, there's a list. Mount Rushmore of guys over the last 15 years who are going to be big stars.
Yeah.
And then weren't.
Never really was.
Might be witnessing one.
Didn't he have one game where he got like 27 guys out in a row? I think like the first guy up got a hit or something.
I feel like that was Waka.
I think actually Doug's right on this, but okay. I really can't recall for sure. And we'll look that information up in our Holmes encyclopedias tonight and back with the full story on it. Maybe we'll do that in the Schaefer Door Company 9 o'clock hour tomorrow. But here in the IHOP 8 o'clock hour on TMA, a program presented to you by Brown & Crouppen. And I don't believe Brown & Crouppen's going to be in today. They're going to come in on Thursday or?
Thursday or Friday. Right. Yeah.
They're out of town this week. The deep tease that I had before the top of the hour break as we start the IHOP 8 o'clock hour. And it comes from KRCG-TV, Jefferson City, Doug.
Oh, yeah.
After years of legislative attempts to legalize sports betting in Missouri, advocates have turned to the ballot with the hope of more success. With the deadline to submit petitions just a few days away, KRCG 13 spoke with the people gathering the signatures and with the Missouri Gaming Commission to get an assessment of the likelihood this will be the year to bet on sports wagering. What was once something that did not reach beyond Las Vegas or Atlantic City, today there are 38 states that have legalized sports betting. Missouri is not one of them. But the fire to get sports betting onto the November ballot in Missouri burns hot. Once steadfastly against the idea, Missouri's professional sports teams and not the lawmakers are driving the bus. Lawmakers have tried to pass a bill for the past 6 years. Last year, the Missouri House finally gave a thumbs up, but the measure died in the Senate, where it routinely gets blocked by lawmakers focused on protecting video gambling machines. Jan Zimmerman is the chairman of the Missouri Gaming Commission. She says the commitment of the professional sports teams to get legal sports gambling has been a major turning point in the debate. She says, and I know our sports teams, I'm in the Kansas City area, and certainly those in the St. Louis area are all advocating for that. So I think there is the desire. I would never speak for all Missourians, but certainly it appears there is a significant number that is supporting that. Zimmerman says there is still opposition from lawmakers worried about the public's mental health. Quote, people are concerned about addictive behavior. You know, I've had a lot of conversations with people who are concerned that sports gambling will allow that addictive behavior to proliferate, she adds. I think there are valid concerns that this may create opportunities for people to gamble that previously were not there. Missouri's situation is unusual in that the two largest metro areas sit on borders with neighboring states that allow sports wagering. People in Kansas City and St. Louis need to make only a short drive to place a legal bet. As a result, gaming revenue that could be coming to Jefferson City goes to Topeka, Kansas, or Springfield, Illinois. The success of teams like the Cardinals, Chiefs, and even the Missouri Tigers has made the spotlight shine even brighter. Jack Quartetti.
Oh.
Used to coach at St. John's with Lou Cornesecca.
I think he's an assistant for years.
Jack Cardetti's a spokesperson for Winning for Missouri Education, the initiative petition campaign that needed to get at least 171,000 valid signatures by Sunday to get the question on the November ballot. And here's what Jack Cardetti says.
What did he say?
We have collected now more than 320,000 signatures from all across the state. We'll be turning those in later this week, and we're hoping to see this issue put on Missouri's November ballot. So, there it is.
If you needed 170,000, wouldn't you quit after you got it?
You just want to send a message?
I guess.
I think the more the better, don't you think?
Well, it's not going to impact whether or not it passes in November. I don't know. Do you think it'll pass?
Probably so. I think people have come to the realization that it's here, that you're not going to stop it, so you might as well profit from it.
Oh, it'd be so lovely. What about the video gaming, though?
Yeah, I mean, I know that's something that you love. Do you like to go to gas stations and play on those video games?
I do it every day, Tim.
Get an iced tea and then just settle in.
It must be a big thing in some places. I've still never seen it.
Plowsy's where he's taking wedding photos, which I love. He's taking wedding photos in front of this gas station on Kings Highway. And at said gas station, they have a robust video gaming section.
Really?
Where people just settle in, baby. Huh. All hours of the day.
That's law, isn't it?
Now, that's the problem, is that within the law.
That there are some state senators who have a close connection with those video game gas station poker cards, whatever the hell it is. And that's what's held up the legislation the last few years.
Was one of them Denny Hoskins? I don't mean to speak out of turn here, but like, do we either have him on, or was he talking about someone, or was someone talking about him? I'm asking a question I don't know the answer to.
Somebody's talking about how they need to regulate those machines to make sure they're not cheating, that people aren't being cheated
right.
on them.
Right.
It's pretty hard for me to believe that any politician would cast his vote based on his own pocketbook.
For the record, Denny Hoskins is the one who is known for blocking the sports gambling bills.
Got it. I saw an article last week that he was berating somebody in the
he cocked him.
He was the Missouri Secretary of State. He was berating, like calling a coward or something. I saw this in SDL today.
Now, can I ask if you guys, if you follow Missouri politics, has the voting body, whether it be, House of Representatives, Congress,
passed the House, failed in the Senate.
So has the Senate changed any since the last time it was voted down? Like, do we have senators that...
I get what you're asking, sir. I would be surprised since it was not an election year last year, so it had to have been a special election in 2023. And this article is from 2023. Several members of the Missouri legislature left this year's session with frustration after bills to legalize sports betting failed to pass. They blame Senator Denny Hoskins, who's from Warrensburg, for blocking his bills. Hoskins told Missouri.net or Missouri Net, he supports the legalization of sports betting, but he said it has to be, quote, the right bill for sports betting to pass in Missouri. Quote, we'll see if we can work through those concerns that I have to make sure that it's not just the casinos getting rich and everyone else getting hurt here in the state before we pass it. A large part of the disagreement was over the regulation of video lottery machines found in many Missouri bars, restaurants, and truck stops. Hoskins said the machines are a form of gambling and should be included in tax and sports betting bills. Some other lawmakers disagree. Quote, sportsbook will bring $0 into our small businesses, and sportsbook doesn't bring any money into our veterans' homes and cemeteries. So he's doing this. I know some people may think that he's in the pockets of these, but he's doing it for the honor.
Are cemeteries hurting for cash?
No, that's pretty good business, actually.
Right. Doug,
people are dying to get in there.
Sports gambling is
promo.
Wouldn't video gambling, that's still gambling, isn't it? How is that not gambling?
It's gambling, but it doesn't need to be wrapped into sports gambling. Not all gambling is created equal.
But it's gambling nonetheless.
Sure.
Hey, you'd know all this information if you showed up when the segment started. The guy next to you literally just read all the answers to your questions that you're asking. That's from Larry Thornton, and he worked at Channel 5 for, what, 17 years?
Long time.
I don't think he did, because when I brought that up, Tim said, I know what you're asking, and then he read an article. Did you read that article before I came in?
Yeah, we were reading it for quite a while before you got here. 15% crestfallen. Well, we were. I'm sorry.
All right.
Hey, Ken, if it's a ballot initiative, it, quote, don't matter who's in the state legislature. That's from Big Tuft.
They don't vote?
Well, if it's a ballot initiative, it doesn't matter.
The people vote. The
voters would vote on that.
But it has to get on the bill. It has to be.
But they
why
got
are you
it.
Yelling?
So that 170, that's all you need was 170,000. It goes on the bill, and then we vote for it?
That's right.
Okay. I thought they had a vote for it to get on the bill, and then for it to pass, they have to vote on it to, so we could vote on it. I didn't think you just go from a petition to we get to vote.
It's true. It's true. It's damn true.
I said I don't really follow politics.
Well, good news. We have a chairman on. It's Chairman Steve in Wildwood, and
he has
thoughts on this. I know he's involved in Missouri politics. Good morning, Chairman.
Hey, boys.
Hey, boys!
Oh, hello, Steve. Hello. Hello.
It was a beautiful sight the other day. I was in old Warrenton, Missouri. Nice. Stopped at the gas station to fill up, and a young couple was playing on the slot machines while a baby that looked like it was born last week was in a pumpkin seat next to him with an empty bottle resting next to his noggin. Oh, it was beautiful. Beautiful.
Oh, did you help out in any way?
No, I just ignored it. Actually, they were young, but they were probably grandparents out there, you know.
Maybe they were trying to win some money. They're trying to win some money to fill up that bottle.
Well, I think it's the odds are against you with those slot machines because they're not regulated, and you can pretty much set it to what you want to set it to, I think.
Isn't that really jarring for people who'd play those to be like, well, the people don't want this legislation going through because it would regulate the gambling?
No, I mean, it's ridiculous, but Missouri's ridiculous in a lot of ways, but I don't know. I mean, it's just, I mean, it's worse. It's more glaring in the rural areas. I swear there's a lot of rascals parked right next to the slot machines or walkers, you know, older people who don't have anything to do. And really, it's striking in the rural areas just because there's not much to do in these towns, and then they do that. But then you look at Illinois, and they legalized it. Like, the town where my wife grew up is probably 5,000 people and declining. There are, like, 15 slot places in town.
Very popular.
Like, 15.
Well, so is this, Hoskins, is he trying to protect people who go in there to not get cheated? Is that his purpose? Is that his cause?
No, I don't think so. I don't know.
Well,
I mean,
what else would his cause be? I don't think he's doing it just to this guy Hoskins, who's trying to prevent it or has prevented it in the past from passing in Missouri because he doesn't like the video machines in gas stations. Is he trying to protect people?
He probably just doesn't like gambling.
I think he likes them. He's getting paid by the people who are putting the machines in there, right? Isn't that the way? That's the way I understand it.
I don't know. I'm just trying to figure out the angle there.
Right? None of them like people. That's why I don't get the whole argument that they...
None of them like people?
No. Like, they care about you when they say, well, we're worried about the people who get addicted and what that's going to do to the family. You don't care about that.
Oh, what do they care about?
They got to have some kind of agenda why they're against gambling. But it's not because they're afraid somebody's going to get addicted.
I've had an ongoing conversation, actually met up with... meet up. We were at the same event. We wound up talking about it with a gentleman who's got connections, for lack of a better term, to let's see what was. So I'm looking at our DM exchange, and he's listening to the show right now. One of these companies that has these machines, and he just DM'd me at 8:19, Doug, and as you and I are talking, it's 8:22. So this is 3 minutes ago. Says, my sources say nothing will be done this session on gaming. Hoskins is in the pocket of J&J and others who run those VLTS, which I believe are the video machines. I don't know what that stands for. Unfortunately, I think sports gambling will follow the same path. And my question to him is twofold, Doug. What if it goes to a vote? As far as what research is showing, like how that polling data is showing, whether or not it'd pass. Yeah. Like, I'm sure it'll pass in St. Louis and Kansas City, but when you go to the rural ballots, you know, in the religion element of it, I have a feeling that's where it's going to struggle. And then I'm curious who J&J is. Not that, you would know.
Johnson & Johnson?
Could be Johnson & Johnson. Woody Johnson?
Woody Johnson, yeah. Ernie. And Johnny Johnson.
And then Johnny Johnson, who's a producer in Springfield, Missouri.
J&J puts the slot machines in there.
Oh, is that right? Okay. So that's what this gentleman who has direct financial ties to the venture. So Hoskins, that's where it's coming from. If anybody thinks it's altruistic, God bless.
Well, how can just the one guy stop it?
He's looking out for cemeteries.
Is he the speaker? Is he not bringing it up to the House to vote on it?
Could it be a filibuster situation?
I don't know.
I know, Doug, you should go down to Jeff City and investigate.
Maybe you should. I'm awfully busy.
I heard you reading the article. It's you were talking about it when I came in. But unless I'm reading it wrong and hearing what this Hoskins is saying, it sounds like he's against video gaming machines. He wants them to be up and up. Isn't that against what J&J's doing, if he's talking against the slot machines?
No, he wants them to be a part of the sports gambling bill so that the way he's presenting it is so it gets taxed like sports gambling. It can help out veteran homes and cemeteries. That's what my interpretation of it is.
And who would be against these places being taxed?
I don't know if anyone's against them being taxed, but if it's really throwing a wrench into the entire legislation, then that could be an issue.
But the people who want sports gambling, they would be in favor of these places being taxed, wouldn't they?
Probably, yeah, I would assume.
I guess in that case, I don't know what the problem is.
Yeah, that was my question. It really, I don't think it has anything to do with slot machines passing a gambling bill. I mean, it's, who cares? They're already there.
Beercats has a couple questions on the story.
All right.
Where does the ocean end? Who decided a day is 24 hours?
Yeah, great questions.
Who had the first kid?
Doug, you won the Milan Tequila.
Look, I'm all for gambling. I mean, I'm still using a bookie.
How's he doing?
Yeah.
I think that should be investigated.
Iggy's bookie?
It's illegal.
But what are you going to do? I like to gamble. I'm not going to. Sometimes I go across the river and play Circa when I have a bet I want to do, or a DraftKings thing if I got to go across the river.
When's the last time you did that?
A couple months ago. I have a guy over there that I can make a bet with for him.
You got a proxy.
Yeah.
Look at you. Iggy's proxy.
Gosh. Big hitter.
Speaking of Circa, Tim, I don't mean to change it. Was it difficult to do that $1 million maker or whatever? Was that a pain in the butt, like to have a proxy?
It was incredibly easy. My issue with it, and why I don't know if I would, first off, I got to get out to Las Vegas between now and the football season again, and I doubt I get the opportunity to. But the thing that I didn't like about it, for me using a proxy, is you had to get your picks for that Survivor thing or whatever the hell I was doing. I was doing picks. I don't know what the hell I was picking five games.
Five or something.
So you'd have to make the picks by Friday at noon or something like that, because he then, I would imagine he was handling thousands of clients from around the country. So he has to then go and submit them, and I understand why they need to do that. I think he's one of the biggest proxies out there for Circa. He's an independent guy. Met with him firsthand in the sports book. Good guy. Ran a tight ship. But again, anybody who, you know, I think most people who are successful sports gamblers, want to get as much information as possible. And on Friday, plenty of players, especially in the NFL, you don't know if they're going to play. Lines move, and then weather can be quite impactful if you're dealing with an outdoor game, especially later on in the season. So I felt like it just became kind of throwing darts, and I didn't. I would never place a bet unless I loved something one way or the other, you know, 72 hours out before a game. So that was kind of my issue with it. But as far as the ease to use it, it was incredibly easy.
Okay. Good deal.
Yeah.
I was just curious about that.
God bless.
Didn't mean to sidetrack.
No, you're doing it wrong.
No, you're not sidetracking. No,
you don't repop, do you?
I don't want to stay on the line forever like I did on the other day, but I did play terrible. I don't want to take anything away from KG because he beat me fair and square. The thing is, like, our match was like the epitome of the FanPage Club Championship. Like, on 13, both hit perfect drives. Then I hit it like I shanked three wood, like 100 yards, barely getting over Race Creek there. Then I took a hybrid, and I was, had a lie where I didn't realize I was that high. Went underneath the ball and hit it like 30 yards.
Nice.
Then I hit it in the water. Nice. Then I finally got on the green. I was like putting for 8. Yeah. And KG was like within 100 yards after two shots, two great shots. Puts it in the trap. It took him 3 to get out of the trap. And then he like two putted. And I could have had the hole with the pop I was getting with an 8, but I missed the putt for a 9. Is that right?
It's a Shishawali tournament.
Doug, you're in the final 32, and I think you might win it. I mean, Stephen Wildwood, Doug's a 15, and he shot an 83 in those conditions. He's very dangerous in this tournament.
I don't think so.
I believe he is. I don't know. But, no, I played terrible, but I went to the range yesterday and kind of figured out what I was doing wrong.
Oh, good.
But I was open my shoulder, and it was terrible. It was a bad round. I did enjoy hanging out with Jackie Boy and KG, and Mr. Siders has a sweet swing.
Oh, like if you look at all Mr. Siders.
His move was nice. I mean, he didn't play great, I would say. What do you think, Jack? I don't want to speak. You watch him closer than me.
I think he played what his average round is.
And what, he's an 8?
Yeah, 8 or 9. Minimal mistakes, good around the greens, happy with par, a couple bogeys mixed in, circle on the card every once in a while. It's a real even-keeled player.
Oh, really?
He's got a nice swing. We saw him when all you guys hit into our fairway, that one hole.
Was that a shot?
That was a shot at somebody.
We were hitting into you?
Well, we were all in the tee box, and you guys were over on our side of the fairway.
Doug, that was on 15. Jackson and I actually discussed that before the round. I was telling the Pope that. I said, I've learned you can't hit driver on 15 from the white tees because you're going to go into the crap, especially when the wind's coming off the left.
Yeah, the right comes up on you real quick.
I lose that hole all the time because I hit it in the crap. And I'm like, oh, I had a good shot. Oh, it's in the crap. So I just hit a little 4 hybrid up there.
Yeah, just right of the bunkers.
Yeah, Mr. Siders, though, must be a bomber. So KG and O-Town was over there, too.
Jackie and I were in the fairway. We had good shots. But, I mean, plus Jackson and I both were, like, pressing on 16 because we were down. I think we were both down 3 at that point.
Yeah,
and we both hit it in the water on 16. So we didn't have to worry about hitting a 60-foot putt.
You hit the water on your drive on 16?
No, second shot.
Oh, okay.
Second shot. We both went for the, you know where the pin was? It was way back there.
I can remember. You have the pin sheet up?
No, I don't.
We only talked about 20 minutes the first second.
Yeah, you know where that hill's at, right in the back of the green there.
Steve, I mean, I'd love to talk more about the FanPage Club Championship,
and we're going to
talk about it on Balloon Party at least for half the show. But you also were texting in about Iggy's meeting with Tommy, and I didn't want to extrapolate from that. But
I think when Tommy said you should do some additional helping, Iggy, I don't think it was talking more. I think it was actually helping. But I was joking when I sent that other text to Tim that there was no deal or anything. So that was a joke.
I'm sorry. I mean, I'm not saying it flippantly. I just don't remember. We do get a large number of texts. But
you said a conspiracy theory.
Oh, conspiracy theory. The conspiracy. Okay, so you do not think that there's a conspiracy theory. Doug, there's no conspiracy theory.
None whatsoever.
What was a conspiracy?
Doesn't matter because there wasn't one.
The guy who made the bet to Tim paid me $25 to throw the match.
That's right.
That's what I texted him.
I owe a guy $50 over that.
Well, if Tim would have put $100
on my burner account, $50.
If Tim would have put $100 on Licks to win and we split it, I'd have thrown the match.
Work, bitch.
Because you save all that money because you're going to lose money. Anyway, unless you win the $2,500.
Yeah, I make $50 from Tim's bet, and I don't have to pay for golf anymore.
There you go.
It's a win-win for me.
Will you pay for golf now, Iggy?
No.
He's out. Doesn't have to.
So you're not going to play all summer?
Unless I play some more for free.
Well, you don't have any more, do you? You don't have any courses that do that for you, do you?
I got some feelers out.
Feelers.
Talk to St. Louis to see if they got an opportunity.
Well, pick the course so I can play for $200. I want my $200 back.
Oh, Bill.
Oh, yes.
Well, we got to figure out. Maybe the course wants to host it. Give us free golf to give them publicity.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Rematch of the century.
Trade season.
trade season. All right, guys. I don't wanna be accused of being long-winded again. So
too late for that.
Yeah, I can tell you that ship already sailed a few minutes ago.
Yeah, they're after me, I'm sure.
Now they're after all of
Steve, thanks again for the Cardinal giveaways for a Gobble Boy. I appreciate that.
No problem. There was some city stuff in there, too. So enjoy. Hopefully it all works out.
Thank you, Chairman. That's
right,
the Chairman, Steve.
Day.
He cost
well,
me $50,
right,
and I am raging. Speaking of Illinois, I met Hot Wife Autumn. She fine as hell. That's from the 618. And that ties perfectly into our next caller. Doug, the Milagro Tequila Lister of the Month, January 2023, is Beer Cats.
Oh,
and you
great.
Know him as... at one time, Hot Wife Autumn's love interest, but
sure.
Now I think
Darnell.
He's a man in love. Yeah,
Darnell.
Yeah. Good morning, Darnell / Beer Cats.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Well,
wonderful. Thank
fine.
You.
Fine. Fine. You?
I'm good. I've been on hold since Friday, waiting for Steve to hang up the phone.
Oh,
I called to say bye to Plowsy on Friday.
Never got on.
Oh, we have so
never,
much to get to on this show.
Through.
Yeah. Yeah.
Traffic.
Well, yeah. Would you like to say
something
now?
I was about half hour of Iggy talking about golf again, I think.
Yeah. Would you like to say something to Plowsy now? Perhaps he'd hear
maybe
it.
Maybe he's listening.
Yeah, you know, I actually messaged him privately and just said that, you know, I was going to miss him. I was going to miss his takes on the Cardinals they never watched. And I was really going to miss him talking about farming like he's an expert, but everything he said was wrong.
Oh.
it was all good fun. I'm definitely going to miss him. It was great for the show, and I told him if he's working downtown now, I would love to take him to lunch one day when he's down here. So,
what a nice gesture. We're going to take him to, what's the place, Angry Beaver?
Angry Beaver, maybe Billy's on Broadway. We'll find something.
Sure.
There's good
will.
Spots down here.
Yeah. Nice. So how's Hot Wife Autumn?
I wonder who met her. That's not a thing anymore. Oh. I mean, I'm still friendly, but that ship has sailed for the time being, at least.
And are you a man in love right now?
I've been dating someone for quite some time now, so obviously not something I can, partake in.
Yeah, well, that's true. Okay.
Well, yeah. So. I was calling in to kind of offer maybe some insight on the gambling thing. I don't know a lot about the Missouri stuff. I feel like when that guy called in a year ago or so, the vibe I got was that the illegal side of the gambling machines in Missouri don't want to be regulated.
That is correct.
Maybe has it.
As weird as that might sound, that is correct. So here is my understanding of the angle, and then I apologize for interrupting, but I think that's an important part of this. They don't want to be regulated.
Right.
And so the theory is, and I don't even know how much of a theory it is that Hoskins is their guy. And he knows that as long as he tries to get them regulated and ties it to sports gambling, that it will not pass. So he actually they don't want to be regulated.
Oh,
it
wow.
is good.
Right.
Oh, yeah. It's well, I mean, it's meta
yeah, right.
until you hear it. And then you go derp to derp, because they want to be the only show in town. And they don't want sports gambling to titillate their other friends. When they're the only gambling option in these rural areas.
Yeah.
So they want the monopoly
yeah.
on the dollars. But again,
right.
he's acting in the best interest of the people.
Oh, man. It's like of a course.
God bless America.
Of course he is.
Yeah.
So, those machines are everywhere in St. Louis now. You go downtown, every bar has them. And my understanding is the owners of the machines and the bar, you know, they negotiate a split to some level. When you hop to Illinois, because you mentioned J&J, when you hop to Illinois, that's where I spent the last 40 years of my life, you know, it's regulated there. It's legalized. It's legalized state gaming in Illinois. And every bar can have up to 6 machines. They have to apply for it and get approved. But like J&J and Lincoln Land and Excel Gaming, there's a bunch of companies over there that all do it. Now, in Illinois, the state gets a third, the company gets a third, and the bar gets a third of the profits. And that's how it works. And so I guess I don't understand why they don't want to. I mean, I guess otherwise the only thing is you're bringing the state in to get a third, where in Missouri right now they're getting half and half. But, you know, in Illinois, every place that sells liquor has machines for the most part. It's everywhere. And to Steve's comment earlier, the more poor area you find, the more people you see at machines. You don't see people in Ladue playing gaming machines.
No.
You see the people in Cahokia, no shot at my friends in Cahokia, playing lots of game machines.
Well, that's kind of who you see at the casinos, too, in a broad
Broadway.
It's also who you see playing lottery tickets.
Yeah, yeah. You don't see a lot
it's
of
off, it's off the chance.
Corporate attorneys out there at the casinos trying desperately to...
You guys are looking in the wrong places.
Yeah, Jackson has these Ladue casinos that he's aware of.
Well, yeah, it's a little different in Vegas, man.
And then if you have a sports book, I think it's just the totally opposite of who's betting on games. I think it's the more wealthy people, the richer people who want to sit down and bet a football game, a baseball game. You don't have...
I'm going to respectfully disagree.
Really?
Yes.
You think the people that are playing these slot machines and lottery tickets are going to go in there and gamble on sporting events?
I mean, it's of course case by case, but it's like a running joke amongst some of my, you know, friends. Like, you know, if you're gambling on sports, it's like, you know, I mean, you're dead money. How many guys really win? I mean, it's just not really a...
And it's your natural proclivity to gamble, so if you have access to more, you're just going to do more, I think.
So it's something you may gamble on, like whatever is something that is immaterial to you, and of course that number is different for each person, you know, but, you know, they would rather, you know, not be at the mercy of, you know, a bad bounce or a putt that didn't quite make it down the hill. Instead of 30 feet away.
But I think my point was that the people who live in those rural areas is really no... I'm not saying they're not educated, but there's no thinking involved with slot machines. There's no thinking involved with playing the lottery. You know, you got to put a little bit of effort and thought into, let's see, who's pitching tonight for them? What is 130 to win? What does that mean, plus 160? What's the over-under? I mean, there's more thought process going into sports gambling than playing a slot machine.
It could be, if you want to.
It could be. I'm not sure. I see a lot of dumb people gamble on sports and just make some really dumb comments. Probably myself included at times. But I'm not sure that's really the case. It intrigues me. After seeing it legalized in Illinois several years ago, and I can tell you, I know many people who own bars in Illinois, not just Hotline Autumn, and it's a game changer for some places. It's life changing money because they went from maybe breaking even as a bar restaurant to pulling in $3,000 to $5,000 a month in pure profit. And the cool part about that in Illinois for those bars is they have zero cost. All they do is supply the space.
Yep, that is amazing.
The company brings in the machines, the cameras, the internet, everything to run it. And when things go wrong, it's their problem. They walk up to the bar calls the company, and the company takes care of the problem. They have zero risk in it. It's just a space.
And Beer Cats, you've been out there. You know, you've been out there a long time in Illinois. You know, you're familiar with Top Shooters, right?
Oh yeah.
They told me on a certain days, and you know they do a lot of business, especially lunch business. They said there's days where their slot machines make more money than their bar.
Oh, there's no doubt. I mean, there's no doubt in my mind. Some of these truck stops, because it's all public record. You can look on the Illinois website and see every bar's income for the year on slots. And there's truck stops that are making, you know, $250,000 a year. I think there's one over in Mesquite that's like $100,000 a month. They're making on just slot machines.
So we need to open up a truck stop.
Yes. Well, what are we waiting for?
Can we just put one in our backyard?
Yeah, I think we can. I think the zoning will prove that.
Find some lot lizards and have some fun.
Put one in my hovel and serve burgers, and then come in and get a burger and play the slots.
There you go. Guys, I see the forecast this week does have some rain in it. I saw some butterflies yesterday, so watch out for hurricanes.
Oh, gosh. Oh, the butterflies are causing the hurricanes.
Again, I got them.
Yeah. Be careful.
Well, it's hurricane season in a couple of weeks.
It is. Watch out for the butterflies.
Yeah. Beer Cats, thank you for the call and the knowledge, sir.
Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
Well, all right. Thank you, Beer Cats.
And he's on the Callier and Thompson phone lines. I'm continuing my conversation in my DMs with someone. So I want to clarify this. Now, just because companies may want it, that doesn't mean necessarily the owners want it. And that was my follow-up to him. But I said, so what is Hoskins' angle? Does he have money tied to this? He said they were in his pocket. He was going to veto anything that had to do with sports gambling unless VLTs were included. And I said, because they don't want regulation. He said, no, J&J, VLT guys, desperately want regulation so they can get a piece of the action. Currently, Torch runs Missouri. They donate a lot to him. They keep things going as is. They could care less about sports gambling. So then my last question to him was, well, what do you guys want? Because he has equity in one of these these companies. So just because the J&J, they won it, well, they're not in Missouri. I didn't realize that. Torch is in Missouri. I know this sounds, I mean, I'm sure that we've probably lost people 25 minutes ago on this, but when you sit there and go, why doesn't Missouri have sports gaming and 38 other states, including some that I think would be considered, which is starting to get harder to find, but more conservative than Missouri, there is your explanation. So it's all tied to this. So do with that what you will. If it goes to the ballot, this gentleman says his understanding is it will not pass in Missouri. For the record, he said, I heard the Bible Belt of Missouri will not pass it. J&J and Excel run the VLTs in Illinois and other states. So
well, it seems like the Bible Belt of Southern Missouri is grossly underpopulated compared to St. Louis and Kansas City. I mean, those towns down there are 8,000-10,000 people as compared to...
Yeah, but there's a bunch of them.
But you got 3.5 million people between St. Louis and Kansas City.
Right, but I mean, not all 3 million are going to vote yay, you know what I mean?
No, but I would still think the numbers are very much in their favor.
I would like to know why people would not vote for it. If you don't want to gamble, who cares? You can vote for it and then just don't
I understand,
don't
but there are a ton of people who vote against gay marriage and they're not necessarily having gay sex. You can trace it back to the same reason.
Yeah. I'd like to hear them say it, though. I'd like to go out there with them.
Oh, go ahead. I can point you to a few shows.
I'd go out there with my recorder and say, why are you against
I would love to see you go down there and do that, actually.
I'd love to see some of the answers. Hear some of the answers. I know they would be probably stuff we couldn't play on the air, but yeah, I'd like to hear their reasoning. If you don't, do you gamble? No. Okay. Do you care if other people gamble? What's your reasoning for caring if other people gamble?
I think it's time for you to do a little News 4 Investigates.
Yeah, that's the only reason you could vote it down is you don't want other people gambling. If you're not going to vote, if you're not going to gamble, so what? Don't gamble. You don't have to, but why do you care if other people do?
Get your briefcase and go down there and wear out some shoe leather.
Get some batteries for the Tascam. I'll get down there.
All right.
Yeah. It's first about the batteries.
Hey, it's Jackson for Factor. Warmer, sunnier days are calling. Fuel up for them with Factor's no prep, no mess meals. Meet your wellness goals in time for summer thanks to the menu of chef-crafted meals with options like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. So no matter how busy you are, you'll always have time to enjoy nutritious, great-tasting meals. Make today the day you kickstart a new healthy routine. What are you waiting for? With 35 different meals and more than 60 add-ons to choose from every week, you'll always have new flavors to explore. Keep kitchen time to a minimum. Factor meals are ready in 2 minutes. No shopping, no prepping, no cooking or cleanup. Head to factormeals.com/McKernan50 and use code McKernan50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month. That's code McKernan50 at factormeals.com/McKernan50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month while your subscription is active.
We took it all. We brought them to our land. An endless night. Ember hot and icy cold. The rage of the earth. We made this curse. Carved it in the blood on our backs. We did not see. We could not, but she did. And in the end,
what will I become?
Senua Saga. Hellblade 2.
Play it now with Game Pass.
Jackson, Mark Canna of Evergreen Wealth Strategies has told me to allocate, I think, 70% of my daily fantasy games. And I think that's about the right number. That's the sweet spot, 70%.
He's a smart guy.
Yeah.
He's a wise man.
Wise old owl?
Yeah, hell of a head of hair.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he does have that.
Nice little beard sometimes, and more so than that, he's a great financial advisor. He's who I work with, and when you work with a financial advisor, you're going to have an opening call with Mark Canna. You start talking about life, where you want to be in the next 5-10 years, what your situation is, and from that conversation, Mark can help build out a custom plan specific for someone like you. Learning about you helps him create that plan. He informs you the entire way around it so you're not uninformed on where your money's going. And from there, if you have to make a change to your plan down the road, because we all know life likes to throw some curveballs at you, you can get on the phone with Mark Canna and fix it. Fix your problems, get over it. And when you get off the phone with Mark Canna, you're going to feel better when you're getting off the phone. So I would suggest calling Mark Canna.
And he just texted in to do the Jeff Lapman Compass Realty text inbox, the actual number of your net each month that you should allocate to Daily Fantasy Sports. He said a 71.3%.
Oh, so big chunk.
71.3%. Yeah. That's the number. That's what he tries
to do. If you're going to get comfortable financially, it's going to have to be through gambling.
Clip that off. 314-889-0503 or go online at evergreenstl.com. That's Mark Hanna with Evergreen Wealth Strategies. Let's say you're looking for a house. You've hit it big with the 71.3%.
Right.
Now it's time to buy a home. You go to jeffflottmann.com. That's jeffflottmann.com. I feel like I'm getting about three or four houses sent to me each day. As more and more people, and I saw something last night that we have an increase over the last month in available homes in the United States. So more and more people are putting their homes on the market, not going to wait for rates to drop. If you are looking to sell a home or buy a home, this is the time when people start doing it. They want to get it taken care of during the summer and then have the kids ready to go in school. By the time August rolls around, work with Jeff Lottman. He's been doing it in St. Louis for close to 25 years, $500 million worth of sales. He's with Compass Realty, and his address is jeffflottmann.com. Yeah, jeffflottmann.com. Think about it. We're in the 8 o'clock hour. It's sponsored by IHOP. IHOP, try new IHOP's new spring menu featuring tasty classic chicken sandwiches and new cinnamon apple pecan pancakes. That's IHOP. Doug, could you tell me about IHOP?
Well, sure. They had food in here yesterday, and boy, was that good. I had the grilled chicken sandwich. They had a couple of stacks of flapjacks. You know what the pancake of the month is? Cinnamon apple pecan.
No.
Four buttermilk pancakes topped with cinnamon apples, dulce de leche sauce, pecans, and whipped topping. Reminds them of home-cooked apple pie. Oh, boy, that was really good. IHOP is giving guests a whole new reason to smile about pancakes with the new Pancake of the Month offering that they've got going now on the first of every month. A new flavor will be available as a full stack, side, or part of a pancake combo. This limited-time offering will only be available for that calendar month. Guests have an incentive to try every Pancake of the Month flavor with IHOP's annual loyalty challenge within the International Bank of Pancakes. Order the Pancake of the Month two or more times in a month, and you get 10 pan coins for that month.
Pan coins.
Order the Pancake of the Month at least once each month for the entire year, and you receive 100 bonus pan coins. Wouldn't that be a treat? It certainly would be. Everything at IHOP is a treat. And they don't just do pancakes. That's what you think about them. But they do all kinds of food. So I said, we had the grilled chicken sandwich yesterday. They got some great French toast sticks.
I like that.
Got some great drinks. Did you try the cinnamon shake that they brought in yesterday?
Yes. Oh, Doug, it's like, it's a mouth party is what it is.
It's a mouth party. That's exactly what it is. And that's how they're marketing it at IHOP, is a mouth party at IHOP. You'll love it. The IHOP's new spring menu featuring tasty classic chicken sandwiches and that new cinnamon apple pecan pancake at IHOP.
I don't know what's going on. Something must have happened in that Longo Biggs match, but I've got more texts.
Dave Hay, is he back?
No, it's a different guy. About, can you talk about the Longo Biggs match? I need to know what's going on. Something happened in the Longo Biggs match.
I think one of them went to a playoff.
Yeah.
He made a 40-foot putt to send it to a playoff.
I know.
Somebody wants us to.
But people want us to relive it like a 30 for 30.
None of us were there.
Nobody saw it.
And then they interrupted the next group that was trying to start their round on one. Hey, sorry, we got to play through playoff.
I bet those people who are on number two are kind of like, holy crap, this is exciting. We get to watch the Fan Page Club Champ.
So who are these guys? Settle it on the putting green.
If you are injured in a car accident and you need an attorney, you need the best one you can find. If any of my family or friends are ever injured in a car accident, I want them to call Doug Biggs and CeeDee Longo at Longo Biggs Injury Law. For nearly 10 years, Doug Biggs and CeeDee Longo have been recognized as the top 40 under 40 personal injury lawyers by Super Lawyers, the National Academy of Personal Injury Attorneys, and the National Trial Lawyers Association. They're not the churn and burn type of law firm. With Doug and CeeDee, you won't be just another file lost in the shuffle. If you have questions about your case, you'll talk to Doug or CeeDee personally, and they will handle every aspect of your case the entire way. They'll get to know you, and you will get to know them. Doug and CeeDee are local, friendly, professional, and most importantly, they are excellent personal injury lawyers, and they're a member of the Round of 32 of the Jennings Randolph Jr. Fan Page Club Championship. They are listeners of the show. They're active in the FPCC. It's Longo Biggs online at longobiggs.com, LONGOBIGGS.com. Remember, the choice of a lawyer is an important decision and should not be based on an advertisement here on the program. Send your emails in. Final email of the day presented by Design Air Heating and Cooling for the month of April. We have a three-way tie with the Grundlehorts, Shooter McGavin, and the JV golf coach, Buck Swope. The Coalition and Cucky the Dwarf can enter a sudden-death playoff if they are to win today. Compete against the greats the morning after. At InsideSTL.com comes your way at approximately 9:45. I've got so much going on.
What do you got?
The gentleman with the VLT interest said, I sold my VLT license in Illinois. It was very competitive. I just want to sell the Missouri company in 5 to 10 years and retire. And is talking golf with me now in my DM, so that's nice to have.
So we're all going to get VLT licenses in Missouri?
I guess we should. Maybe we should buy. Yeah, maybe we should just buy as one in Missouri.
And we can do some fusion research in the back rooms.
Yeah, and what, we're going to open up a truck stop?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, done.
All right, I guess we got
I'd
that.
I never give up on my dreams.
No, that'd be my okay? dream.
Does everybody get one of you? Like, can anybody get one of, you know, when they were thinking about legalizing pot, everybody put in...
Dispensaries.
You had to put in $20,000 to put a bid on one. They only gave out, like, 10.
Well, I'll tell you, that was getting orchestrated a few years before those things. Or do you get... You have some compadres?
People yeah, I have some friends, too.
Bid it? And were they getting paid in the Escalade?
One of them, yeah.
God bless. Herb?
No.
That's why Herb moved to Manhattan. Got him a place in Tribeca.
How much
next to De Niro.
Herb making?
I don't know. He works for a good company.
Does he?
Mm-hmm.
But the slot machines, really did you put a... You want? Does everybody get one that wants one?
I'm sure that the answer to that is no.
I would share Doug's opinion.
So it's got to be another...
They would do a background check on you and see what kind of business background you have, and they don't want anyone just to do it and not have any sort of business acumen.
Doctors, lawyers, HD2 guys, pretty much the...
Well, yeah, we knock out the HD2 guys, and the first group is probably in.
Good point, right,
Brian and Breezy Point, what's up, Brian?
Right back in that door there, we open that up, put a slot machine in, just keep our door open.
Yep.
Anybody wants to come in during the show and play the slots, go ahead.
Play slot and then go private with us in the other corner.
That's right.
Hot.
Yeah, it's a vice haven. Hall of Fame segment even Bob Hyland would be proud of. Another 20-minute call wanting to rehash the hypercentric local golf match you detailed ad nauseum yesterday, and a follow-up call from a heavy breather wanting to break down the private message he sent to your former radio colleague where he ridiculed their farming knowledge to radio silence response. Hopefully you get ASMR Taylor or SGO Kai's strung-out girlfriend next. Best, that's from Seriously, Timmy, a couple more oscillations, and it would have been a really good golf shot.
What a bad call.
Nutted it.
Bearcats?
Absolutely nutted it.
More oscillations.
Steve's call was okay, and Bearcats just wanted to talk about the gambling.
Yeah, don't ever say your ball needs to oscillate one more time.
Well, that's what it does.
Just say roll over. How about roll over one more time?
Just need one more oscillation.
Stop saying oscillation.
Well, wasn't it, wouldn't it have been a turn? A turn would be a whole ball. This is if it was oscillated and kept going, it would have went down the hill.
There we go. The claws come out.
Iggy, tell us about the time you turned a 25-cent parlay with your proxy into $5 by hitting the Florida-Tampa over, Fontbon Bowling to lose, and the over on Jerk Sessions in April. That's from the Warson Woods wacko, who's very skeptical of you having a proxy.
Well, he's not a proxy. He's just a friend who lives over there and has DraftKings, and I just say, you're... Put $5 on this. If it wins, we just pay each other. If it loses, I pay him. It's not a proxy. It's just a friend.
Had the opportunity presented itself, would you have gambled against Fontbon and bowling?
Wow.
Well, what are you going to do what?
To lose.
Finish last?
Well, just to lose.
I mean, they're going
to
lose. You knew that.
So you would have gambled on them to lose?
Stunning.
Where are you going to find a bet on that?
Well, I don't know. Even you bet on just about
even
anything.
Circa wouldn't have that. You know, 25-cent five-team or 25-cent three-team parlay, pay $1.25, not $5.
It almost doesn't seem worth it.
Sometimes I play a 50-cent DraftKings team, just throw an extra one in.
50 cents.
Yeah, and it's $100 to the winner. Yeah.
Okay. With the inflation so crazy now that even the idea of coins doesn't seem like it's even necessary anymore, does it?
I mean, we finna be rich.
What can you get for a nickel or a dime nowadays?
Nothing.
Yeah, what candy?
Absolutely
get?
Nothing.
Yeah, it really doesn't make sense. You get change back, it's just going to sit somewhere, yeah. Sit in your cup holder or something.
That's not what oscillate means, you dingus! Using big words incorrectly is Hoosier. It's from Brian Henschen, who's getting frustrated with the use of the word oscillate.
Well, when Tiger hit the shot at the Masters and it stopped on the edge of the cup.
Doug, that was Vern Lundquist, 2005, Chris DeMarco, as we headed down the stretch.
Oscillate means to move or swing back and forth at a regular speed.
Like an oscillating fan. He'll do it for the audience here.
A pendulum. So,
look at this.
Oscillates.
So the Jackson's going to oscillate. Look at that. He's oscillating right now.
That's what he's doing right there. That's
Tiger's,
oscillating.
Tiger's ball oscillated and went in the hole. It couldn't have rolled because it was on the edge of the cup.
But oscillate means repeatedly move side to side or up and down.
I think of oscillating
points.
Like when the wind is blowing really hard and your ball is kind of shaking back and forth.
Well, it was. Yeah. And it was a windy day.
So you needed the toss.
No.
It was oscillating.
What you needed is another revolution.
It was oscillating, but the oscillation didn't go forward.
Your ball was rolling, and it just didn't roll over one more time. It wasn't oscillating. If it was oscillating, it would have rolled right back to you and then go up the hill again and then rolled right back down to you again.
Well, it's a good thing you got that big education, Henschen, to know what oscillation means. It really comes in.
Fire up CB.
And as Susie, the eighth grader, was oscillating back and forth in the batter's box, it was a big game for this team.
Susie? He's writing about Susie? Well,
hello, Vivian.
There was the eighth grade softball team he's covering.
Oh. I don't think the Indy Star covers a lot of eighth grade softball. It's a major metropolitan newspaper.
And they've got the Pace show. Yes, is this the year of the Pacer?
That doesn't mean he writes really anything about the big teams.
Pacers are going to knock off the Celtics. Jackson's going to be heartbroken.
No, I don't think that they will. But I'm glad to see they're doing well. They love the Pacers in Indianapolis.
Denver didn't have much trouble with the Lake Show.
No, they did not. Jamal Murray, how do you do?
I'm fine, thanks.
Is this the end for LeBron in the Lake Show?
Probably not.
I don't know if he'll be wearing purple and gold anymore, but I think he's still got some years left.
He's still scoring 25 a game, isn't he?
Yeah, he's unbelievable.
He probably wants one more ring, so he'll go to somebody that's favored next year.
Well, when you get one of the best players of all time, you start to become favored.
Yeah, that's what you would do if
the Lakers weren't favored, though.
No.
Question in Richard Deich, he used to be on the program a lot.
Mm-hmm.
His column this morning in The Athletic, it's the Tuesday morning mailbag. Is anyone in Iowa ever going to be able to watch Major League Baseball game? Without ever having to pirate internet feed. So they're blacked out from Cardinals games, Cubs games, White Sox games, Twins games, Royals games, I think.
Bermuda Triangle.
If you're a sport, why would you want fans to be able to watch your
Thank
sport?
You. Thank you for saying that. I know when you're in Las Vegas, you're blacked out from A's, Giants, Dodgers, Padres, Angels, Diamondbacks, I guess soon to be the A's. The Las Vegas A's, they're already blacked out in Oakland. It's nice, and it works. Does MLB not realize the insanity of blacking out eight different teams for pretty... Also, there's more than that. Whatever, who else they're getting blacked out from?
Cubs, Cardinals.
White Sox, White Twins, Sox, Royals. Twins,
Milwaukee.
Milwaukee, maybe. God, yeah, I guess you're right.
Maybe Colorado.
Jesus.
But they're not in anybody's ADI.
No.
They're not in any television market's ADI.
They have the Cubs AAA team, and that's like the extent.
That's right, the Iowa Cubs. Does MLB not realize the insanity of blacking out eight different teams for pretty much the entire state, as well as a bunch of neighboring counties and other states? Related second question, are we ever going to see a World Series day game? Any reason they can't play a World Series game that starts at 3 p.m. on a Saturday that the kids would be able to stay up and watch all of? Does MLB not realize that they're utterly failing to create new fans with their idiotic broadcast decisions? Richard Deich responds, I hear you on blackouts, and it's ridiculous. Rob Manfred has said blackouts are his number one priority. We'll see if it's just talk. As for a World Series day game, Fox isn't a nonprofit, and MLB wants to maximize the most eyeballs, and that means prime time. So... I don't see a day game. I remember the Cardinals and Brewers game 3 in 82, and that was a Dave LaPointe start.
I don't remember who started.
Was it Joaquin Andujar? And he got hit by a line drive, and he was carried off the field. It looked like he had been shot by sniper.
Like the fireman's chair type of carry.
That's right.
It's like he was sitting down. In the 60s, when the Cardinals were in the World Series three times, they played them all during the day, and schools would wheel in television sets into the classroom so you could watch.
St. Mary Magdalene, it was always fun.
I'd be on board with a World Series day. I get that Fox has no interest in, putting it in a non-primetime spot, but that'd be cool. A Saturday day game for a World Series.
Well, they had no choice back then. There weren't lights invented.
When were off. Lights invented?
Well, when were they brought into ballparks?
Oh, gosh.
The Cubs didn't have it till like the 80s, right?
Later than that.
August 8th, 1988, and Phil Bradley was the first hitter.
88. Yeah, I thought it was later than
that. I think everyone else had it 20 years by that point.
And I think the game was rained out.
Yeah. Yeah, the first night games were played in like the early 40s, maybe?
Oh, is that right? Really?
Late 40s? Something like that.
First MLB night game.
We're going to get the answer right here, right now.
Wow. May 24th, 1935.
35.
Heart of the Depression.
Yeah.
Cincinnati's Crosley Field, where Cincinnati defeated the Phillies 2-1. And Franklin D. Roosevelt threw a ceremonial switch at the White House in Washington. The lights went on in Cincinnati.
Wow, great technology.
Yeah.
FDR lighting it up from District of Columbia.
Yeah, that was a big thing.
Speaking of our friends at Bailey's, and they're having a good time. Their parent company, Diamond Sports, is nearing a deal with DirecTV 6 months after DirecTV counsel told a Houston bankruptcy court that Diamond Sports Group had, quote, hardly engaged in meaningful negotiations, end quote, for an extension of its carrier deal with the Satcaster. An agreement in principle on a multi-year renewal has been hashed out. While terms of the tentative deal have not been disclosed, the agreement was confirmed by a source with firsthand knowledge of the negotiations. Once all the requisite letters are dotted and crossed, the formal renewal will secure a place on DirecTV's channel lineup, which boasts a national footprint of some 11.3 million households. My God, that's a tiny little footprint. That used to be, DirecTV used to be formidable.
Oh, yeah. It was
so that's not the same thing as DirecTV Stream or whatever the hell, because once I switched to AT&T, people were like saying go to AT&T Stream, which is DirecTV Stream, I thought. Anybody know? I'm sorry.
It might be like a discounted thing where you don't get the actual cable, but you get to stream everything that you would get with cable.
The deal's major step, in Diamond's ongoing efforts to reorganize its RSN business as it emerges from bankruptcy protection. Earlier this month, DSG hashed out a carriage renewal with Charter, which closed out the first quarter of 2024 with 13.1 million residential video subscribers. That puts Charter behind Comcast in the pay TV pecking order, as the Philadelphia-based cable giant last week reported a headcount of 13.6 million video subs. Speaking of Comcast, Diamond's legacy deal with the operator ends at midnight tomorrow.
Oh, no.
Negotiations are ongoing, although the two parties remain far apart on tiering, with Comcast looking to shift the soon-to-be rebranded Bally Sports RSNs to a pricier digital package, while Diamond is looking for a more flexible arrangement, one which lead to a gradual transition away from the operator's basic cable lineup. Nothing doing on YouTube TV, and I think most of our audience are YouTube TV people, is what I've gathered. I am a YouTube TV person. And how about this? This was kind of a big deal, but it's not necessarily something that would resonate initially in St. Louis. The Seattle Kraken announced they were jumping ship to a pair of local broadcast stations. Doug, in Seattle, they have King TV, and they also have Kong TV.
Those are
network affiliates. That's correct.
That's where they're going?
That's where they're going.
Network affiliates.
The NHL expansion team's new local TV pact will be enhanced by a three-state streaming deal care of Amazon Prime Video. So I guess they'll be in Idaho and Oregon, I would gather.
Right.
And so they are going to a network affiliate. How great would that be if you could just go, Cardinal game on tonight. Let's switch it over to Rich Gould's CW.
So they're going to knock out network programming to air their games?
I don't know what the affiliate is.
Get away with that.
I know. I don't know. Let's see what King 5. I remember. I feel like we used to do live shots when it was King there. Or no, it was KOMO as we used to do it with.
Yeah, Como.
King
yeah.
TV Seattle. What affiliate are they?
I want to say NBC.
Oh!
Oh.
They're NBC. You're right. Yeah. And you know, this is fun. You want to go around the country and I'll give you call letters and you can do their network.
We could try.
What about Kong?
Doug, what is Kong TV?
I want to say ABC. You know, I'm guessing because I think Como was the CBS because I worked out, did live shots out of there once.
Yeah, that's what we did. I don't see it's an independent station, so that's kind of like what KPLR Channel 11 was.
Well, that would make sense if you went to an independent station. It could just give you whatever time you wanted. But networks, they are
right.
They're very stingy about giving.
Yeah, they're
up
not going to lose a top 10 market. You know,
no.
NBC's not going to be like, sure, go ahead, air the Kraken game.
Yeah.
I don't know. Boy, I like that. It's a mess right now. God, it's a mess. DirecTV Stream is pretty solid. Random price increases suck, but you get all the channels. That's from Dillion Harpoon.
I bet Channel 11 here would love to have the Cardinals and Blues back.
You better believe it.
Of
course, could they pay enough to satisfy the Cardinals and the Blues? Probably not.
I think, Tim, from what you just read about like the Kraken, is that some of the games or like people would have the option of streaming on Prime Video.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, that would be. I mean, if you can have it both be on regular cable that everyone has and streaming, then no one is blacked out. Like, you have an option that is
affordable. They have that now, don't they?
The Cardinal game, if you don't
regular
have
cable, is Spectrum.
Right, but if you do not have cable, you cannot watch the St. Louis Cardinals.
Right.
There is no streaming option available.
None whatsoever.
Unless you have the MLB Extra Innings package, but not if you're in St. Louis. It's blacked out. So you have to have cable to get it.
Yeah.
The ideal would be to be on cable and be on stream so everyone could have access.
And if you're in Iowa, you're not allowed to watch any baseball.
Yeah, yeah. Get screwed.
Forget it. You're out.
Yeah.
John Scores asks, what kind of name is Todd Gack?
Dutch.
Yeah, I would guess Dutch, maybe. Gack? G-A-K?
G-A-C-K, according to John Scores. He's usually a balloon party YouTube guy.
Yeah, good to see him here.
Yeah, what's happened, and I never would have really thought it would happen. I mean, I knew we'd have TMA people go to balloon party, but we've had balloon party people come to TMA and have no awareness of it. It's always amazing to me that they're like, these two morons do another show. Yeah.
I know. It's like, I had a buddy at a bar was like, he's like, I love balloon party. It's a great show. I was like, he's like, you guys should go longer. I was like, well, I mean, that'd be a lot of broadcasting. We do a show beforehand. And he's like, what do you do before? I was like, well, a show called TMA. It's only been on 20 years. I was like, do you think I go into work for 1 hour, do a show, and then leave? Like, that'd be nice
if you could get a decent
paycheck. Yeah, if you were
getting paid well for it,
it'd be awesome. But I just can't imagine many people are out there doing 1 hour of radio and shutting her down.
Not a bad deal.
That'd be great.
Well, I'm telling you, I talked to Tron Carter. You know Tron Carter.
Oh, yeah.
From No Laying Up. Talked with him, I think it was last Thursday or Friday, as we're looking at doing some ad campaigns with some podcasts around the country for Sound Story, and we were just BSing about a bunch of stuff, and then he was giving me their ad rates. Let me tell you something. You want to make money?
Yeah.
Podcasting. That's it. I'm just telling you. I mean, of course, now that show has a monster international following, but sweet mother of mercy.
Well, it's got Barstool behind it.
No.
It does not have Barstool.
It's Foreplay.
Oh, that's Foreplay. Okay.
Right.
That's just on its own.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, No Laying Up, its own property.
Oh, good for them.
Four guys, I think they all went to Miami, Ohio, and they started the thing 2016.
Why don't we get a sports gambling truck stop, some fusion research.
And podcast?
And podcast all at the same time.
I feel like we're leaving the puppet amphitheater thing.
I know, I hate to let that go.
That's more of that's a vocation. That's something we do just for fun.
Yeah, that's the second venture.
Yeah.
Let's focus on one thing at a time.
Doug Dotum's interested. Would you like to go into business with him?
Not if I have to move to Detroit.
He says, isn't it ironic that while technology is at an all-time high, accessibility is at an all-time low? Alanis Morissette. What year was that, Doug? That's from Deke Dotum.
I don't know the years, Dotum.
I'm going to say 96.
All right.
But I don't think 97's live, so therefore, then I probably should say 95. But it's 95 or 96, so it kind of doesn't matter.
What's the song? Yeah. Ironic?
Yeah.
Ironic by Alanis Morissette came out in Tim... Bop, 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 bop. February of 1996.
Oh, okay. But as far as the technology thing, it's very clear. We're in the middle of the transition phase. We haven't got it figured out yet. We say we.
Technology and stuff right there.
They haven't got it figured out. And I expect 5 years from now, it'll all be settled and it'll all make some sense to us. But right now, it doesn't. I think that's what's happening. We're just going from the shift of everybody gets cable to most people don't get cable to, wait, I can't see it on streaming. And sooner or later, they'll get it figured out. We're just not there yet.
I would agree. But it is absurdly frustrating. Mm-hmm. God, if I could get Cardinal games and Blues games on YouTube TV, I'd be a happy little camper is what I'd be.
It'd be so easy.
Oh.
Life would be so easy.
Oh.
Well, I get cable and I'm a happy little camper. If I don't get to stream anything, I'm fine.
But you love streaming those Thursday night Amazon games for the NFL.
I don't do it. I just don't watch. I don't watch. Apple TV, you want me to pay more? Okay, I won't watch.
Tim, that Jennings Jr. was not a fan of Tron Carter. I believe he called him a scrub. Because Tron was very critical of Bell Reeve. He didn't like the layout, Doug, for the PGA.
What's wrong with Bell Reeve?
Just signs it to be a boring course. Not worthy of a major.
Oh, for heaven's
sake. Their golf and travel show on YouTube is quality. Oh, yeah, they make a bunch of money, and they go, I think they just did a trip in Australia. They go all over. They got it figured out. God bless them. Let's see what we got. When is the next QFTA? That's from Driver Rob. Jackson, I can't do it today. I got a sound story today. Tomorrow, I got another show that I am working on. I think that's going to be announced here soon, by the way. Let's see. And then I got a meeting on Thursday, maybe Friday, a quick QFTA. Send your emails in for QFTA, by the way. T. McKernan at InsideSTL.com, T-M-C-K-E-R-N-A-N at InsideSTL.com for QFTA questions, comments, erotic stories. We haven't had an erotic story in a while, and I think now with sundress season coming out, we're going to have a lot of our female listeners write in about their first time tribbing. And usually right in between the Masters and PGA Championship.
That's what happens?
That's what happens. Is it? Yep. So that'll.
Did lesbians really scissor?
Okay, Adam.
Doug, Belle Reve is objectively awful. That's from Tervis Parrish.
It is not awful.
Tervis Parrish.
They would have never picked it if it was awful.
It's going to host a President's Cup here in a few years.
Yeah. Is it the best course in the country? Probably not. But it's in the conversation anyway. If you're hosting,
hey, you dumbass.
Now here you go, Jay. Tell him.
Yeah, Belle Reve is awesome.
Tervis Parrish disagrees.
Is Belle Reve the hardest course in St. Louis?
Oh, wow.
I guess if you were to, like, fully trick out, like, tournament-style, like, pros play, I don't know if it would be just for a length purpose.
What's longer?
I bet you can make
it. I don't know if length, though, matters. I think that was his Tron's issue, is that just because it's long doesn't mean it's – I mean, the greens are massive.
Yeah.
I played it the day after the PGA Championship from the tips. And it was, but again, if you remember, they couldn't let the greens firm out because the issues they had and how hot it was. So
it was wet right before.
So those guys could just, I mean, they're so good. They can just hit it's 191 yards. I'll hit this 192 yards. Yeah. They're that good. And so it just, you know, it kind of becomes, guys, what are the top five countries? That's from the 314.
Well, Larry would have to give us that.
Okay, well, he's Michael Wellington just texted me, Belle Reve is the sixth or seventh best course in St. Louis. How about that?
Really? Well, what's the best?
Yeah. I wonder what he would say.
Boone?
I bet he would say that. I don't know. Again, I'm curious. I mean, I feel like you know. I would imagine Boone. Guys like Wellington would say Boone.
Old Warson.
I would say Old Warson.
St. Louis Country Club.
St. Louis, yeah. Jackson, you get to play the log. I don't get on there. Yeah.
I'm a Norwood guy. I like Norwood a lot.
Far Oaks is a very nice golf course.
Far Oaks.
That's Jackson's home track.
I love Far Oaks. I would not put it in the top, including private courses, not put it in the top five or 10, honestly.
Tervis Parrish is back. It's not in the top 10 most interesting courses in St. Louis, let alone the country.
Oh, please.
Tervis Parrish, Doug.
Not top 10 in St. Louis? That's hard to believe.
Tervis Parrish is spot on, Wellington.
He probably doesn't even play golf.
Tervis Parrish? Is that right?
Put your money where your golf is.
830 Recreator says Westwood looked great yesterday.
They get thick rough.
That was where the U.S. Open qualifier was. Is 830 Recreator a good player? That was your caddy.
No, he actually
had issues with his distance.
No, he was volunteering out there as a scorer yesterday.
I wonder how that went, by the way. I had some buddies playing in that. I forgot all about it.
That rough can get real thick over there.
Never played it. Somebody is raging and laughing at Far Oaks. Doug, now people are going to start course shaming. Okay.
I love Far Oaks, but it is a public course that costs $40 to play in the afternoon.
Wellington goes Old Warson 1. St. Louis 2, Boone 3, Meadowbrook 4, Fox Run 5, St. Albans, Lewis and Clark Course 6, then Belle Reve.
Oh, come on. Those courses are all better than Belle Reve?
I have not played St. Albans, Lewis and Clark. I've played all the other. Oh, maybe I have played that, actually, but it was in a scramble.
I love Meadowbrook. I thought that was...
Meadowbrook's outstanding.
Yeah, that was beautiful. I was a big fan of that. But I got to tell you,
he's making a case, Doug.
Well, he's played them... Oh, yeah. I'm sure a lot more than we have.
Guys, Riverside should host a tour event. That's from Sniffin'
Hole. I would love to see that. Absolutely love to see.
Do you think Scheffler could break par?
No. Wouldn't you love to see him just tear it up and shoot a 55 or something?
There was something, as I've said, I guess I got two sons who play now, one who's two. Doug sees me up there with them at family golf.
Yeah.
And the two-year-old is just, it's YouTube videos. So last night there was a Barstool thing, and this might be old, with Scotty Scheffler. It's the one club challenge. Mm-hmm. Do you see that
four
one?
Four iron.
He went four iron.
Yeah.
Four iron off the tee. Par five at a course I've played, Trump National in Jupiter.
Right.
So I was like, I think I've played that course. What is it? And then I could see they were driving. They were playing Trump National in Jupiter, which is right by, for those who've been at Jupiter, right by the Cardinals ballpark on Donald Ross. And so Scheffler tees off with a four iron dead down the middle. Then he's got 247 into the pin over water, four iron, sticks it to 8 feet, and then nearly holes the putt with the four iron and then taps in for birdie.
Yeah. Just birdie like, with a four iron.
What
in
the hell?
Five.
What in
different
God's
game,
name.
Doug.
Yeah, Larry. Larry's got the recap that you want to, Doug, and it's probably going to give you the top five countries.
Okay.
Good morning, Larry.
Good morning, guys. What's up?
Oh, not
what's
much.
A good word?
Not much.
Nice. Okay. Boy, it's unbelievable. We're in a whole different era now, and I don't think Doug respects how much the world has changed since Cody Rhodes vanquished Roman Reigns.
It just doesn't matter.
I know it. Finally, he finished his story.
What was his story?
To hold the championship like his dad did a long time ago.
Okay.
That's the American dream, Dusty Rhodes.
Okay.
And Dusty is ultimately WWE Hall of Famer.
That's right. HOF.
Okay.
Show your respect, Doug.
All right.
Finish the story.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm assuming they had a show last night, did they?
Yes, they did, Doug.
Oh, and what happened?
There were two title matches last night.
Okay.
One was for the World Tag Team titles. And it was Austin Truth defending against Alpha Academy.
Yeah.
And the winners of the match and still World Tag Team Champions, Austin Truth.
Okay.
Larry, we just got a report in, and I need you to be able to confirm or deny it. It says, fact, Dusty Rhodes used to give Harley Race anal, but this dude refuses to cover it in his recap, and I'm tired of it. That's from another wrestling reporter by the name of Injun Joe's Cave Ride Magic Man.
Gosh.
Tell that guy to go show it.
Doug, can you tell Injun Joe's Cave Ride Magic
Man? When I see him, I'll tell him.
Yep. Larry, we're up against a hard 9:18 break. Do you have the top five countries in the world?
Yes, I do.
All right.
Number five, Argentina.
Argentina.
Buenos Aires.
Okay.
Number four will be England.
England, number four. All right.
Number three will be Brazil.
Brazil, number three.
Fun South America day, isn't it?
Yeah.
Big Western Hemisphere.
Number two, Canada.
Canada comes in at number two.
And number one, United States of America.
Unbelievable. It's unbelievable.
That's a win for us.
Larry, God bless you, and God bless these United States of America.
Yeah, God bless America.
There
all right, thank
is.
You,
Larry
Nick.
With the WW Recap, you can send your emails in for the Design Air Heating and Cooling email today. It'll come your way in the Schaefer Door Company 9 o'clock hour. Jackson, let Doug know what's coming up on Balloon Party, because this is kind of a surprise. I didn't know we were going to do this today.
Will Piddle's Tuesday topics. Tuesday, check Tuesday.
It sounds like you don't have much.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Do you have a lot?
We're going to break down how much precipitation Detroit got.
I was going to say, the Cardinals getting rained out yesterday didn't help a damn soul.
No.
Does my Venmo need to be active?
Nah.
There
was good sports.
Why don't we get some money to a TMA listener?
I'm cool.
TMA listener, you come up with a deep dive in the Jeff Lottman Compass Realty text inbox, and I'll Venmo you $35. I'm starting to bleed a little bit in the
$35.
Venmo.
$35, okay.
That's not bad.
I'm always receptive to it. I have things prepared, but I'm always receptive to people who could bring something better or just different.
It was Venmo and my bookie with my wife in the golf cart on Sunday evening. She's like, oh, who are you sending that amount of money to? I go, guy. I laughed at the Cardinal Diamondback over when Kyle Gibson loaded the bases and then somehow got like nine double plays.
Yeah, he was turning and watching.
God bless America.
So how does that go over with the missus when you pay off a gambling debt?
I never challenge her expenses. You don't challenge mine, and we'll get along just fine, huh?
That's how you handle that.
As long as no one buys a pink Cadillac.
That's right. Who did that? Was that Maury?
I think it was Johnny Roast Beef.
Johnny Roast Beef. Oh, yeah, that's right. Oh.
And he wound up in the freezer,
too. No, the Roast Beefs ended up both in the car, her in her fur coat. That was someone else ended up in the freezer.
Yeah.
Maybe it was Fat Andy, who's Moe's Black's brother. Something like that.
Jimmy Two Times?
I don't know if he ever got whacked.
I think he survived.
Yeah.
Jimmy Conway was going for everybody.
Yeah, he was. He had had enough. Yeah. The Irish guy couldn't be made.
No.
We'll come. We'll close out the IHOP 8 o'clock hour, the Schaefer Door Company 9 o'clock hour coming away along with the Design Air Heating and Cooling email today. This is TMA presented to you by Brian Krupen.
Biggie's Restaurant and Bar has been a staple of the community for over 30 years and is serving your favorites like the steak sandwich, waffle fries, and so much more. It's not just the food that's rocking. With a full bar and patio, Biggie's is the perfect spot for lunch, dinner, and a little after. Biggie's original hours are back. Open 11 a.m. till midnight, Wednesday, Thursday, and Sunday, and 11 a.m. till 1 a.m. on Friday and Saturday.